Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
It's Fan Mail Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. As we often do, occasionally on Fridays, we like to look at some of the email that we have received from, most of the time, pretty angry Latter-day Saints who don't like what we're doing, and we try to respond to the arguments they raise in somewhat of a defense of what we do here at MRM. So when you hear the phrase Fan Mail Friday, fan mail is supposed to be in quotation marks. Why don't we start off with the first one?
Well, Kimberly writes this: why are you so focused on any other faith? Focus on your own and bring yourself closer to God. Bring people to your faith through example, not just through comparing one religion to the other. Trying to prove why any other religion is wrong is just crazy. The great thing about America is freedom of religion. Anything that brings a person closer to God and to family is just awesome. I am LDS, and I am happy to say that I don't judge anyone or any religion. I hope you find inner peace and the ability to be comfortable in your own beliefs and faith.
Wow, there is so much we could go after on this one. Okay, first of all, why are you so focused on any other faith? Focus on your own and bring yourself closer to God. Let me just respond by saying this. When I first started studying Mormonism, it was right after I became a Christian. And of course, since my Mormon friends were challenging me, which obviously was born out of a judgment call that they made regarding my beliefs in order to try and tell me I needed to become a Mormon, it compelled me to get into the Word of God to find out exactly whether or not what they were saying could be supported by what God had already revealed in His Word, the Bible. So by focusing on the Mormon faith at that time in my early years of studying this, it caused me to be closer to my God. It caused me to learn what the Bible actually said about these very important topics. And in turn, it allowed me to have a conversation with the very Latter-day Saints that I knew at the time that were trying to tell me that I was wrong in my beliefs. Now, when you say, Kimberly, bring people to your faith through example, not through comparing one religion to the other, what in the world does that mean? Does that really mean to you that if you were my next door neighbor and all you knew about me was that I water my lawn and I mow it once a week and I try to keep the paint looking well on my house, I keep the car washed, and if every once in a while you see me walking hand in hand with my wife going around the block, that you would look at me and go, wow, what that person has, I want? I think I'm going to leave the LDS church and become what my neighbor is. The problem is, Kimberly, you don't know what I am. All you see is that I take care of my lawn, I walk hand in hand with my wife, I smile, I act nice.
But you never say anything.
But I never say anything. Yep. Is that what you're really telling me that I need to do? How is that going to bring about any change? I don't understand that. I don't know where they're going.
Well, we could throw it back into the writer's face and say, why don't you try to bring people to your faith through example and not writing letters to people who have websites about Mormonism?
Excellent point. Obviously, Kimberly understands the power of the pen. Obviously, Kimberly understands the power of words and conveying thoughts to each other. Otherwise, why did she take the time to write us? Why didn't she just say, hey, Bill, I'm going to be a good example to you so that you will stop being critical of any other faith? She didn't do that, did she?
Practice what you preach.
Well, she didn't do it because she knows that doesn't do anything.
No.
So she's going to express her thoughts in an email, and that's fine. We invite that. In fact, we invite it quite purposely to hopefully show that a lot of the arguments that are raised really don't have a lot of credence here.
How do people right now listening to us, they want to write us a letter, how would they write us, Bill?
They can just write us at P.O. Box 1746. If they want to write snail mail, Draper, Utah 84020, or they can send it to contact@mrm.org, and we'll be glad to look it over. Hopefully it could be a topic of an upcoming show.
And then she says, the great thing about America is freedom of religion. See, well, how do you answer that one?
Well, as we've answered it many times on this show, we do believe in freedom of religion, and we would always defend a Mormon's right to be a Mormon. We're merely trying to bring out some of these issues that we have discovered in a hope that the Mormon individual will look at them themselves. We're not arm-twisting or anything like that. We're not even compelling the Mormon church really to change. We're just saying, hey, this is the way they are. If you want to belong to an organization that does that or believes this, that's your business.
Greg Kokel has a book called Tactics, and in there he talks about what he calls an argument by suicide. And I think, Bill, when she says, I am LDS and I'm happy to say that I don't judge anyone or any religion. I think this is what we call an argument by suicide.
Argument by suicide, because she just committed suicide on that one. Her argument was not very good because the very premise of her writing was a judgment call. So she does judge people, and she obviously must judge religion in effect, because it's part of my religion, Kimberly, if you will, my belief system, to challenge people on this. I am told by Scripture that I am supposed to do this, so this is why we do what we do.
Let me move to the next letter, Bill. It's Michael, and he writes, do not persecute the only true church of Jesus Christ. You are working for the adversary when you try to pull people away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know the definition of persecution, and it is what MRM is all about.
Really? So MRM is all about persecution. I've made this statement before. Whenever a Latter-day Saint accuses a person who happens to be critical of their faith of being persecutors, they really do a disservice to the Mormons of the past who truly faced persecution in having their homes burned, or even in the case of Joseph Smith when he was tarred and feathered. That's real persecution. I don't think we're doing any of those things.
Well, here's a definition of persecution according to the dictionary. It's a noun. And the first definition, the act of persecuting. The second, the state of being persecuted. It's interesting they use the word itself to describe the word. We were always told in school not to do that.
I always told my kids, never define a word with a word that needs defining.
But here's the third one, and I think this one will work for us. A program or campaign to exterminate, drive away, or subjugate a people because of their religion, race, or beliefs, such as the persecution of Christians by the Romans.
Are we really trying to exterminate Mormons?
Absolutely not. I mean, we moved here, Bill, to Utah to be amongst them, and we don't want to see them exterminated.
Right. And we're not trying to drive them away. We're not trying to overpower or subjugate them, put them under our control. We're not doing that at all. We're merely trying to have an intelligent conversation with them. That's all we're really trying to do. We do admit that we have a different set of truth claims. There's no doubt about that. But when people say that, you know, you're persecuting, that's just ridiculous.
Another man named James asks the question, why do you hate a religion that does so much good in the world?
Well, I think it's because as Christians, we look beyond this world. We look into eternity, and that matters to us. We have a concern for people not only to do well in this life, and believe me, we think that you can have a good life here in this world without Mormonism. We think we have a good alternative here. Now, a Mormon may disagree with that, but that's the whole part of the discussion here, to explain that. But when they say that we're doing this and we're somehow taking away from the world, we're not taking it away without wanting to give something in exchange. We think that our view of Christianity is actually a boon to them as well. So when I write him and I ask this question, is, you know, what makes you think we hate? He responds by saying, well, to hate, the definition of hate is to feel hostility or animosity toward. I wish he would have finished that sentence. Toward what? Toward whom? Do I have animosity towards the Mormon religion? I would admit that I do, just as I believe Mormons have an animosity towards my belief in Christianity.
Well, I think we need to give James a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, Bill, because he does say, why do you hate a religion? Notice he didn't say, why do you hate Mormons, which is something that we oftentimes get asked. Why do you hate the Mormon people? We don't hate the Mormon people. We disagree with the Mormon religion.
The rest of his explanation in his second email tends to give that away.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not how he takes it, because he goes on to say, I'm sure the Germans thought they were saving the Jewish people when printing tracts with rat-like caricatures of Jewish people. I don't think the Germans really thought they were saving Jewish people at all. I don't think that was their intention.
No.
He goes on to say, you misrepresent other churches, not just Mormons, therefore you hate.
But now, we get these things, Bill, when people will make blanket statements, but none of the three letters we've written today have given us any specifics. Could you show us a website? If you're going to write into us, if you're a Latter-day Saint and you're going to say something similar, show us where we hate or where we are off.
Well, here's the definition fallacy of this statement, though. You misrepresent other churches, not just Mormons, therefore you hate. No. If I was willfully misrepresenting them, knowing that I was not telling the truth, it wouldn't mean that I was hateful. It would certainly mean I was a liar, but it would not necessarily mean I was hateful. So again, he's bringing the wrong definition.
Well, and then the next statement that he makes in that response is, you are biased, therefore you hate. There we go with the argument by suicide. I mean, he's saying, because he's biased as well. So therefore, are you hating as well? Because you're biased.
Everybody is biased. Folks, everybody has biases. We try to be as objective as possible, but we would be the first to admit that we are biased and that we hold to what we believe is a biblical worldview. Obviously, we have our biases. He says, I think the main reason comes down to this. They are not like you, therefore you hate.
There we go again.
Okay. I guess that was Jesus's problem. I guess he must have hated, so, because they, you know, he wanted to get people to think his way. Even the KKK says they do not hate those who they really hate. They say they just want to separate themselves from those not like them. With disinformation like yours, you separate people of faith. Grow up and take the site. Now he's talking about our website. Take the website down. Funny, I don't tell Mormons to take down their websites, but they're trying to subjugate us, I guess, by telling us what to do with ours.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.